Hi, my name is Mark Lickman, and today I'll be talking about a course that I taught at University of Maryland, as well as an online textbook I created called PySDR that's based on that course. I'll start off by talking about the course and then move on to the textbook itself. So a couple years ago is the first time I taught it. It was called Intro to Wireless Communications and SDR. And what was really unique is that this course was taught within the computer science department to undergrad students as an elective. So these were undergrads in their senior year mostly. And the only problem is these CS undergrads had little to no background in digital signal processing or wireless communications or really any kind of signals and systems. The only relevant topics they may have had were probability and statistics. And then if they were focused in networking, they may have taken some higher layer networking classes. But in general, they had really no background. So the challenge was to go from nothing to having these students able to actually create SDR apps in one semester. So I had to quickly cover topics that would normally be covered in full lectures, like within an ECE class. So my course was essentially a bunch of grad level ECE classes condensed into one and heavily watered down. So in order to teach a course on SDR to students who have no other background, you can't just jump straight into the SDR. SDR, as you may know, it builds on top of many foundational topics, the big one probably being digital signal processing. And you really have to get a basic understanding for several of these before jumping straight in. And this is also similar to someone trying to jump into GNU Radio who has no other background. There's a lot in GNU Radio to learn on its own, and they'll probably have an easier time if they first get a better understanding of DSP and SDR so that they're not trying to learn two things at once. So.